Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Everett here. I have in my studio today Curtis Cantrell from Southtel. Good morning.
Hey, nice. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We were just sharing some pretty interesting stories of the Coast Guard, man. But I want to hear about Southtel. So fill me in.
Well, basically, Southtel, we're a voice and data company, which means we encompass anything that falls within that realm of business. Primarily, we do telephone systems, but with technology today, that takes us into the IP world.
So yeah.
We do IP telephone systems. We do hosted. We also have a little bit of data stuff that we do, and mostly it's on the hardware side. That's kind of what our focus is.
Yeah. So how do I know if I need hardware?
Well, it's surprising that most companies actually do need to update what they have.
Yeah.
If you haven't done a phone system in the last 5 to 7 years, then you're definitely a candidate for doing some updates, just simply because the technology that's out there now that wasn't available, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. What's the difference between 5 years ago and now?
Well, the advent of IP, which has been around, but the technology has now caught up with the IP world, and there's a thing called the hosted environment now, mm-hmm. that you can actually put your telephone system into, and it's cloud-based. Unlike the old voice over IP, which it's commonly referred to, now you're looking at something that works across your own local area network. So most companies have a LAN that they have set up, mm-hmm. and the beauty of the hosted product is we can deliver a full-featured telephone set over that LAN connection.
Yeah.
So all of the hardware is at our servers, and it's all done over the internet.
Yeah, so I don't have to have these clunky, huge rooms that have all this equipment stacked up in it, do I?
Exactly. And the other advantage is you're not having to buy all that hardware.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have an equipment room with large phone systems and all that. Everything is done via the cloud. And the advantage to one of our products that we have is that when I say full-featured telephone system, that means we're actually able to deliver that to the desktop. A lot of the hosted environments have a very plain vanilla-type telephone, mm-hmm. with just a couple of programmable buttons and very few features. What we bring to the table is a telephone that's exactly like what you would use in a full-blown telephone system in your office.
Yeah, so I've got ability to transfer, hold calls, yep. program, hold music, all that stuff that makes me look top-notch, yeah?
Absolutely, and with the cloud-based solutions, sometimes they can't even do line appearance. In our product, we're able to do line appearance. So, you know, you've got a lot of offices that are used to putting calls on hold and
yeah.
go into another phone and answering the call from there. Well, you don't have to do a transfer with our system. You just put them on hold, and it appears on the other telephones.
So, huh.
It's one of the big advantages of the Toshiba product is yeah. one of our primary equipment that we sell.
Yeah. So who are some of the people, I mean, if you're allowed to say, which I think you probably are, but who are some of the people that you've got these systems installed in here in town?
Well, we have a large university down here
yeah.
in the area. They're not technically in Pensacola, but Columbia Southern University
yeah.
uses our equipment. And you know, we've got a lot of small businesses that take advantage of that, and we've got some finance companies and stuff. Where this really works great is in a multi-tenant location where
yeah.
if you've got four or five offices and you
like,
need
like
to
this
able,
building,
well, yeah, similar to this building,
but, yeah,
yeah. But let's say that I've got a company that's got five different offices and I'm in five different cities,
right?
Well, the beauty of this product is we can install the telephone hardware at each of these locations. And it's like it's one big building.
Yeah.
You know, you can answer a call in Pensacola. You can have a place in Panama City, and you can literally transfer the call to Panama City.
Wow. Very cool.
Somebody in Panama City can actually answer the telephone for somebody that's sitting in the Pensacola office.
Yeah.
Line appearances in both locations. You can see when other people are on the phone in other offices across this network.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. And the integration to exterior components, like to cell phones, you know, you can have dual desk where it rings
yeah.
your.
Oh, I can have everything ring at once.
Right. Everything rings at once. Right. Yeah. If you don't answer the call from your cell phone, it goes back to your original extension
yeah.
at your office. And the other really, really nice feature is that it's called unified messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody leaves me a message in my, at my extension, and I get a pop-up in my Outlook.
Oh,
and it's
cool.
Got a wave
so
file
you know,
attached.
Yeah.
And that voice message is there recorded there in my Outlook.
Yeah. So I can be in a different country even and get the same call.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the nice thing about the IP phones is anywhere that you have a reliable internet connection, you can actually power up one of those phones and it's like you were connected right back to your office. It's like you're literally sitting in your office.
Very cool. So if I do have to go home for the day and I grab one of the phones and it's technically I'm really in the office, right?
Absolutely.
Bosses may not like that, but man, what a way to really keep some cool, seamless integration between, I could think of so many things between a company and its manufacturer, or like you said, the satellite offices or even some of those that are on the road that just have to constantly be able to have that connection.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Southtel, I started this company when I was 18, and that's all I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I've seen some advances through the years with technology. Back in the day, you went from the old 1A2 equipment, which was the big wires that made the telephones work. And then they went to the electronic telephone system. Then they went to digital. Then they went to caller ID, and that was a huge thing for the business, caller ID.
No, I remember. Or *69.
And then voicemail was another big step after that. But the biggest thing that's hit the market in the last 100 years is the advent of voice over IP.
Yeah. And the speed and clarity with it. So, okay, I want to know. So you started this company at 18. So 18. What made Curtis wake up and say, you know, this is exactly what I'm going to do?
Well,
how did you just fall into this?
Honestly, I was out of a job.
Some of the best things in this world have been happened under that pressure.
In high school, I took a lot of electronics. I had a phenomenal teacher that realized that, I had an aptitude for electronics. And I knew that I would have a business one day. I just didn't know. I knew it would be an electronics field. My grandfather had a TV shop back in the 40s, and he used to build TVs when they were kits. And back in Birmingham. So that's in the age when TV was just evolving. So kind of what he did with television, we kind of did with communications.
Yeah.
So, one day I was, I'd worked part-time in the industry and I knew I had an aptitude to do it. So, I went and bought a business license and, went to work. I was working I was renting a house for my grandmother. And there was an apartment downstairs, so I converted that to an office, and that was in Birmingham, Alabama. And that's when we started back in 1982.
Very cool, man. And it's just boomed from there, right?
It has. It has.
And you're here locally in Pensacola.
We are in Pensacola, and we've been in this market for probably 20 plus years.
Did you grow up? Did you live here growing up doing this stuff?
No.
Okay.
No, just wanted to be here.
Yeah.
This was where we really wanted to be. My wife and I decided, a number of years ago that we wanted to be in this area and we wanted to retire here. And,
you are not the only one that has made that decision.
No, you're right about that. Yeah. But, it's such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And the business culture down here. I was at a luncheon, not too long ago, and, some of the representatives from the state were talking about how easy it is to do business here.
Yeah.
And it really was one of the things that attracted us to Florida as a whole, to bring it in. And we're a Toshiba dealer, and they were looking for distribution in this area. So naturally, we opened up an office here. So we have five offices we work out of now, and Pensacola is our main office.
That's
where corporate is.
Very cool. So you're the one that has the phone at home that looks like you're in the office, don't you?
Yeah.
That's all right, though. You own the company. You get to do that. So, what do you see coming up on the horizon with Southtel and this technology?
Well, naturally, we're going to use the IP technology to expand business and make that available to more companies. I think that truly that's the wave of the future. I think that hosted technology is where everything's going to go. Now, not to say that we don't do premise-based hardware.
Right.
It's still in high demand, and there still are advantages in premise-based hardware as long as you're going with IP telephone systems.
Right, right.
The digital phone system is gone. It's obsolete. If you buy one today, it's obsolete in a year.
Yeah.
Technology is just going to pass it by. But with the advent of the IP systems, the nice thing about one certain manufacturer we handle, which is the Toshiba product, you can upgrade the software.
That's what I was going to ask, is how do you continue to stay on the leading edge to this stuff?
Right. Yeah. If I have a premise-based solution, then I can get updates there and I can do firmware updates, and my system now becomes the latest and greatest. So I've got a platform that I can move forward. the other beautiful thing about their product is all of their equipment is forwardly migratable. So if I've got an older phone system, everything moves up.
And yeah.
Vice versa, I can take the newer equipment on the older systems and it all works.
Wow.
So across their platform, all that does, with exception, of course, of the analog stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't work anymore.
The vintage AT&T yeah. lines. Yeah.
Right.
Which yeah. I think now they charge you yeah. more to use because they take more maintenance, right?
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned that because they actually have a mandate out now where the two largest carriers in the nation, which are AT&T and Verizon, they've petitioned to actually do away with the public switch telephone network.
Wow.
And basically what that means is that your analog lines go away and they're going to do everything via the SIP
yeah.
protocol.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So and they'll just leave the lines there, right? I mean, they're not going to go pulling this yeah. kind of stuff up. And is there anything in the future that we see might be able to benefit from this?
Well, everybody can benefit from the new technology. Like you said, the copper's still going to be hanging on the pole.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm wondering if there's just somebody out there that's going to figure out something that copper can be used for.
Somebody's going to start climbing those poles.
Yeah, you know what? That's their own risk then.
I can scrap that wire.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's be honest, because I think sometimes people hear all of this, the cloud and the technology and the hardware and the phones and all, and I think people's minds, the cash register starts ringing in their head,
yes.
right? So how affordable and reasonable is this for the small business guy?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because right now, one thing that business owners need to know is we have a promotion that's backed by the manufacturer right now where you can get free phones.
Yeah, very cool.
I just had a new customer. There are five locations. They're going to do 50 total phones in the five locations, mm-hmm. and they're getting every one of those for free.
Wow.
Now, the retail on that phone, if they bought it, was almost $300.
Wow.
So you could do the math.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 300 sure. times 50, and I just got $15,000 worth of phones for yeah. nothing.
Very cool.
So, yeah. We also become your provider. So as long as you have a reliable internet provider, mm-hmm. some kind of broadband provider that you can depend on.
Yeah.
We can deliver the service. You don't have to have a phone company anymore. We become the phone company.
Right.
So we supply you the product. We supply you the service. We supply you with the numbers. You can port your own numbers over so you don't lose anything.
Sure.
You take all that
sure.
to the new service. And the monthly reoccurring for the voiceover product is less than what you pay for your phone bill. We've got a customer that we just did a phone system for, and they got 22 brand new phones with phone system, and their phone bill went down $600 a month.
Wow.
In 36 months, they'll have their phone system paid for. They bought a premise-based location
yeah.
Hardware. In 36 months, when it's paid for, their bill will have gone down a total of $900 a month.
So is that something that you guys can do? Can you come in and tell me if I'm spending way too much, or are you guys do some comparison stuff?
Absolutely. We offer free consultation. We'll come in, we'll take a look at your phone bill, we'll take a look at your network, we'll tell you what you can and can't do with it, and we'll give you an honest opinion
yeah.
of your best options. And you know, if your best options aren't with us, then we'll be the first ones to
sure.
tell you this is where you need to go.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Concentrating on, you know, we say that we stay on the bleeding edge of technology in our company
yeah.
so that we keep you on the leading edge of technology. Oh,
very so good. How did that come up?
Leading edge technology for your business is one of our quotes.
We yeah.
kind of, you know,
yeah.
it's kind of our tagline for our business. And it's because technology is advancing so rapidly. All of our technicians have to be certified on the product. All of our salespeople have to be certified. And that's just to handle the products that we sell
yeah.
and install. And so sometimes when you're doing those new beta tests or when there's that new product, we're doing a hosted server in the Pensacola area, uh-huh. actually. And so you run into those pitfalls.
Well, the trial by fire.
Trial by fire. And we work that out on the front end. So
yeah.
we're kind of the guys that.
Yeah, I hear it. You're in the trenches, man. I got you.
We're in the trenches, and we're the ones that get burned by the fire before the heat gets
yeah,
to you.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's
very
kind of what
cool.
we do.
So walk me through the typical process of becoming a customer with you.
Okay. Pick up the phone, calls at the office, pick up the, go online, send us an email, whatever. Just get us in the door. Tell
yeah.
us what you're looking for. We'll come in. We'll sit down with you. We'll take a look at the hardware that you have now, and we put together some type of plan with what you need to do.
Yeah.
the one thing that we do when we go into an implementation phase is we want to look at all aspects of your business.
Yeah.
Because we do the voice, because we do the data, we offer a little bit of video surveillance hardware. You know, we've got stuff in all aspects. We're going to take a look at the big picture, and then we can actually point you in the direction of this is your best for the type of business
right.
that you do, for the number of lines you need, or the number of phones, or the locations that you have. This is the best fit for your system.
Yeah, very cool. And all of that you guys do before you even charge a dollar or make a sale or anything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll come in, we'll sit down with the customer. We'll take a look at what the main thing we do is we take a look at what the business does. What
yeah.
is their main focus, and how does their communication systems impact that? And what features are out there that they currently don't have that are going to help them along with their business? And with IP, again, that opens up a lot of windows for feature.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had a couple of business owners that turn around and say, oh, I didn't even realize I could do some of that with my business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you guys are adding a pretty good value before you're even tearing down walls and starting fires, huh?
Right, right.
So, Curtis, let's tell everybody where they can find you and how to get in touch with you.
Okay. Online, we're at southtel.com, and they can call us at the office. Our main number is 850-610-4999, and you can reach us 24/7. 365. We don't take any holidays.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to go straight to your phone, isn't it?
That's right. Yep. It's going to find me.
Well, very cool. I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing the story of Southtel. Is there anything we missed or anything we know we need to let people know about?
I think you've covered everything. You did a good job.
I try. I've been known to do this before. Yeah. So, again, man, thanks for coming in. And we're going to reshare all of this interview, obviously, on our site and stuff. And across all our social media. And if you are looking for Pensacola Business Radio, we are at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. We are at pensacola.businessradiox.com. And you can also find us at Facebook at Pecola BRX. So, Curtis, again, thanks for coming in today. And everybody, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.